Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this regular meeting of the Rancho Santa Margarita City Council. I'm going to call this meeting to order, and we will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Mayor Pro Tem, would you like to lead us, please?
Will you please rise and place your hand over your heart and recite the pledge along with me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, could we have a roll call, please?
Mayor Beal.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tempore McGurr.
Here.
Councilmember Bear.
Here.
Councilmember Figueroa.
Here.
Councilmember Holloway.
Here.
Thank you very much. Item one is schedule of future events. Ms. City Manager.
Thank you very much, Mayor Beal and members of the City Council. On Saturday, April 5th, the City of Rancho Santa Margarita will be hosting its semi-annual free electronic waste and document shredding event. The event will take place from 8 a.m. to noon in the Applied Medical R100 parking lot located at 29977 Avenida de las Banderas. The entrance to the event is located at the end of Comercio. This event is open to everyone that would like to properly discard their electronic items. This event promotes recycling and maximizes the quantity of metals, plastic, and glass that can be salvaged. No electronics from this event are placed in landfills, and all recycling and dismantling is done at a U.S. facility. Items that can be disposed of include monitors, television sets, computers, cell phones, shredders, power supplies, cords, laptops, servers, copiers, and fax machines. No sharps, large kitchen appliances, batteries, smoke detectors, or fluorescent tubes will be permitted. Additionally, document shredding can also be utilized at this event free of charge. Your papers will be shredded on site while you are present for peace of mind. These efforts also harvest the old paper for recycling and reuse. Please bring your paper records and documents in a standard size file box. There is a limit of 10 boxes per household and or business. Get a jump start on Earth Day with this recycling event. You can have more information on our city website. And then finally, we will be the Orange County Fire Authority is hosting its annual open house on Saturday, March 15th. The event takes place from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the OCFA headquarters located at 1 Fire Authority Road in Irvine. Join OCFA at this free family-friendly event. You can enjoy junior firefighter activities, live demonstrations, fire engine rides, and more. For more information, please visit ocfa.org. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item two is council member comments and reports. 2.1 is council member comments. I'll begin to my left. Anything?
I would like to reiterate. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to reiterate what Ms. Cervantes just indicated. The Orange County Fire Authority open house, it's a lot of fun. If you have children that want to go tour in helicopter, to tour that go through the fire engines, to go through the actual district itself, to see the dispatch center, you can go on and on. It's a wonderful place for your kids to go. It's free food. It's a lot of fun. And I would really encourage you, if you have the opportunity, it's at, from 10 to 3. And if you're not aware of where the Orange County Fire Authority happens to be, since I consider them the most important next to the OCSD organization that we deal with, they are at 1 Fire Authority Road. It's at the intersection of Fire Authority Road and Jamboree. So if you are on Jamboree, it's between the Tustin area and the old Orange area. So if you have the opportunity to go with the freedom, I'd go. Thank you.
Thank you. To my right, Councilmember Bear.
I recently visited the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program located at San Francisco Solano Church. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this program because it offers free basic tax return preparation for low and moderate income taxpayers. They have operated at this location for nearly a decade. VITA is a subgrantee of the United Way of Orange County and collaborates closely with the IRS and California Franchise Tax Board. The dedicated volunteers are well trained, with many serving the community for nearly 10 years. A unique aspect of this specific location is their extended tax season, and that allows them to assist with late filings, amendments, and unique tax situations, like those wonderful letters you get from the IRS. They are available by appointment on Wednesday evenings and Saturdays, with Spanish translation services also offered. For more information, you can find on our city's website. I also had the privilege of participating in a panel discussion at Saddleback College for Women's History Month. Women from various fields and career stages shared their experiences with students. We discussed topics such as gender stereotypes, mentorship, and the unique challenges that women face in the workplace. I'm grateful for the opportunity to contribute and engage with the future leaders in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Figueroa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to thank the RSM Chamber for holding their twice-a-month Brewing Up business event. They hold this meeting on the first and third Tuesdays from 8:30 to 9:30 inside Hannah's Wine Room. And this last week, Dave Hanna was a speaker. He did an amazing job talking about the daily work of managing Hannah's and the Hot Day Cafe and shared some important strategic business tips with everyone. I encourage everyone to attend, especially if you're an RSM business owner. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. That brings us to item 2.2, committee assignments and reports. First up is the Orange County Fire Authority. Mayor Pro Tem McGurr.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a relatively limited meeting. We approved amendments to the personnel and salary resolution for the Orange County Fire Authority, and we renewed a health plan agreement between the OCFA and the Orange County Professional Firefighters Association. And that was it, relatively abbreviated. Thank you.
Thank you. Item two is the South Orange County Watershed Management Area Executive Committee, and that is Councilmember Barrett.
So the Executive Committee of the South Orange County Watershed Management Area convened on Thursday, March 6th. During the meeting, we elected a nominating committee tasked with recommending candidates for the chair and vice chair positions. These roles alternate between a city representative and a water district representative. We reviewed the H2OC Rain Smart Rebate Pilot Program, providing feedback on the program's flyer and communication strategies. Additionally, we decided to pause and revisit the potential USBR Basin study for a later date due to a pause in federal grants. The committee also agreed to reduce our meeting schedule from 3 meetings per year to 2. And looking ahead, Earth Day is on April 22nd, and the Santa Margarita Water District is hosting its Gardens with Style Tour and Expo on April 19th. For more details, you can visit their website at smwd.com. And our next meeting is scheduled for June 5th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That brings us to item number 3, presentations and proclamations. And at this point, I'd like to invite the Mayor Pro Tem, if you would, please join me in front of the dais. This is item 3.1, a certificate of recognition to the Friends of the Library Bookstore. And at this time, I would like to invite forward Bob Sanders, who is the bookstore manager, and any volunteers that might be present as well. So you have been presented with the city's certificate of recognition. I want to make sure you're aware that you also have some additional certificates there. One from our state assemblywoman, Kate Sanchez. She sends her regards from Sacramento. And you will have another from our state senator, Catherine Blakespear, who also wants to say thank you and for all that you do for our community. And there's actually one all the way from Washington, D.C., from our U.S. representative in the House of Representatives, Young Kim.
I have to talk to the boss. Okay.
Of course, I believe that the most important of your certificates of recognition is the one that is in front from the city of Rancho Santa Margarita, and I would like to share with everybody the contents of that certificate. Whereas the City Council of Rancho Santa Margarita desires to distinguish with appreciation businesses that have made a significant contribution to the success and prosperity of our community. And the Friends of the Library, while technically a philanthropic organization, is also a thriving business that serves to support the Rancho Santa Margarita branch of the Orange County Public Library. The Friends of the Library is a nonprofit organization of dedicated volunteers who raise money to support the public library. And the primary source of funds comes from sales in the Friends of the Library bookstore, which is overseen by a board of directors and operated by volunteers who staff the bookstore in two-hour shifts. And the Friends of the Library's semi-annual two-day book sales held in the library's community room are traditionally held in May and in November. And they attract book lovers and bargain seekers, collectors and browsers alike, who are sure to find a treasure to add to their book collections. In a typical year, the Friends of the Library raises over $100,000 for the RSM Library to utilize for programming such as children's and adult craft materials, guest speakers, prizes for various contests, reading incentives, paperback books, audiobooks, and more. The Rancho Santa Margarita Friends of the Library chapter is the sole outside resource supporting the library's many needs and depends on the generosity of our community to augment this beloved community amenity. So therefore, as the mayor of this city, on behalf of my city council colleagues and all the 50,000 residents of this great city, I want to say thank you, recognize each of you for all that you do for our community, and congratulate you for your business acumen and your many contributions to our community. Thank you so much. So if we could, I'd sort of like to arrange us in the middle here and see if we can't do a photo. And Bob, as the leader of the group, is there anything that you might like to say?
Well, I had a whole speech, but I just want to say,
hold this for you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate we're a 501c corporation, and there is nobody who gets a salary here. Everybody does it for the love of books and the love of helping our Rancho Santa Margarita community. As Mayor Beal said, we have so many volunteers who work two-hour shifts and a lot more at so many times, particularly the book sales, because if you've been to one of our book sales, it's quite an extravagant thing. And I'm going to put a little pitch in here now, because it's happening May 2nd and May 3rd, from Friday and Saturday, and I hope that you all can be there, because it is quite a community event. A lot of people there looking at books, book lovers, this is your place. We essentially have no competition. Unfortunately, most of the bookstores have gone away. It's a very difficult retail market for booksellers. People can buy on Amazon, but quite frankly, we are about a quarter to a fifth of the cost that you will find books on Amazon. We sort the books. We keep only the best books. We give away a fair amount of books to charities. We try and keep the quality there, and I think that's one of the reasons why people continue to come in. And we get donations. We get 3-4 donations almost every day. And so people come in continually because they want to get the newest books, and we have them. And I just want to say a couple things. First of all, I want to introduce a couple people here. Sean is the head librarian of the Orange County Library here at RSM. My board members, Chris Johnson, who is our CFO, Mary, who is our internet person, Gail Sanders, who does a lot of the children's books, and this lady right here is very important. She has been with us over 20 years. She has been our bookstore manager, and she is the one. We had a very difficult time. If you remember, the library was shut down for remodeling from, for about a year and a half, from 2020 to 2021. We opened up in March 22. We lost pretty much all of our volunteers. We had a group of about 40 before the library was shut down, and then we had a group of 12. COVID was running rampant, and this woman, I have to say, united everybody, called, drew me in. I was essentially the warehouse guy. I was a guy carrying books back and forth, and she recruited me and so many others to join in the force, and now at this point in time, we have about 50 volunteers. We have expanded our hours. We were, after COVID, we were working 3 days a week. Now we are, as of next week, we will be 10 to 6, 6 days a week. So we've had tremendous growth, and it's all because of the dedication of our people. And I couldn't be prouder. And I have to say, a lot of organizations, there's a lot of friction sometimes. We try and operate under consensus, and that's why I think our group works so well. You know, we just really try and work together. We have a common cause, and without the RSM community, through their donations, are the thing that keep us going. We get donations from the library. However, generally it's maybe 10, 15% of the books that we actually sell. So people, every day we work in the store, people come in with books that they've read. They still have our price stickers on them, and bring them back, and we stick them back on the shelf and resell them. We act like a broker almost. And all that money goes to children's and adult programs and whatever the library needs. So thank you for your support, and I hope to see you May 2nd and 3rd. You will enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
My water. Oh, I put it up here.
All right, continuing on with our agenda, I believe we are now at item number 4, which is public comments. This is the first of two opportunities tonight for public comments, and this is the time to address the City Council on any matter that is not listed on tonight's agenda, and that is within the subject matter jurisdiction of our city. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes per person, and a time limit of 15 minutes for this segment exists. And once again, there will be another at the later in our agenda tonight. And I don't believe I have any public speakers present. Is that correct, Madam Clerk?
That's correct.
Okay. Council members, we did receive one e-comment regarding Santa Margarita Catholic High School's overflow parking from Nancy Jones, and I call your attention to that. And so that brings us to item five, the consent calendar. All matters on the consent calendar are to be approved in one motion unless a council member, member of the staff, or a member of the public requests separate action on any item. Do we need to pull any items from the consent calendar? If none, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll move the consent.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item six, public hearing items. Tonight we have none. Item seven, new business. Tonight we have none. And item eight, continued items. Tonight we have none. We're quickly back to the second opportunity for public comments. Would anyone care to speak tonight? Having no public speaker request cards, we'll move on. And that brings us to item 10. 10.1 is item 10 is the city manager's report, and 10.1 is the introduction of Captain Dwayne Chappell as Rancho Santa Margarita's new chief of police. The city manager, kick us off.
Yes, the applause is certainly well deserved. At the last meeting, we sadly said goodbye to Captain Mihaila Kennedy, who retired from over 30 years at the Orange County Sheriff's Department. But we get to welcome Dwayne Chappell. He is our new chief of police services, our new police chief. And I'll tell you a couple of things about Dwayne, and then he'll have an opportunity to say a few words. Dwayne originally is from New York. He holds a Bachelor's of Arts in Sociology and a Master's of Science in Education from the State University of New York. He has worked with the Orange County Sheriff's Department for about 16 years and in a variety of positions, including custody operations at the James A. Music Facility. He has been a sergeant and an investigator on two different occasions, working with Dana Point Police Services. He's worked in the Safe Division in Internal Affairs. He's also worked auto theft, and he has worked in the custody operations, jail compliance, and training team. He has been the recipient of the American Legion Medal of Merit for patrol operations in 2014, and also the recipient of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Deputy of the Year in 2018. He also serves as an associate instructor with Santa Ana College, I'm assuming for police work, and for that we are very grateful for all of his experience, and we are just delighted to welcome Dwayne Chappell as our new police chief. Dwayne.
Thank you, City Manager, Mayor Beal, City Council, everyone here tonight. You know, it's an honor to serve as the Chief of Police of Rancho Santa Margarita. I want to thank the city for their support as we transition into this new role in public safety leadership. I want to continue the momentum that Captain Kennedy left behind. And my top priority is to keep the city of Rancho Santa Margarita safe. My plan is to be involved in the community. I have a lot of experience with community engagement, so I'd like to keep that momentum going and maybe uplift it a little bit, be involved, being engaged, and you'll see me a lot around the city. I'll work collaboratively with the residences and the businesses to make sure that we are open, we're clear, we're transparent, and that you know exactly who your chief of police is. So I look forward to the great things that we have to accomplish together, and thank you all.
Thank you, Chief. We're thrilled to have you here. Look forward to working with you. Item 10.2 is development of a countywide waste infrastructure system enhancement agreement update. The city manager.
Yes, thank you. This is an item for informational purposes because there is going to start to be a lot of conversation about this throughout the county, and then there's going to be a couple of items brought to individual city councils throughout the County of Orange for some decision points. Essentially, the cities in Orange County have a waste disposal agreement with the County of Orange, and that agreement is set to expire this July. The County of Orange is proposing a new agreement, which is called the Waste Infrastructure System Enhancement Agreement, and it's intended to do everything that the Waste Disposal Agreement did, plus provide for some long-range planning of infrastructure improvements, primarily related to SB 1383 organics recycling. The Waste Disposal Agreement is the instrument that sets out the mechanism by which cities can deposit their trash into the various landfills within the county, and it also sets forth some other items such as the importation of waste from outside of the county. The initial proposal by the County of Orange was quite detailed, and given the time frame that's involved in negotiating such a contract, the Orange County City Managers Association has established a working group to work with and negotiate that agreement. However, there is going to be a need to extend the current agreement while the terms of that negotiation are worked out. With that, the cities are going to be asked to approve an extension of that agreement. It may include some provisions for some tipping fee adjustments. And then come about a year from now, there'll be another agreement for the WISE agreement or a new waste disposal agreement that each of the cities in the County of Orange will need to execute, and that will lay out the terms for the next 10 years with respect to depositing trash and trash in the landfills and the recycling industry here in Orange County. And with that, that concludes my update on this agreement.
Thank you very much. So that brings us to item 10.3. Boys and Girls Clubs of Capistrano Valley, Inc., Youth Recreation Programs and Services Agreement Status Report. And by way of introduction, I know that this particular agenda item has a lot of community interest. And so by way of background, at our January 8th City Council meeting, our City Council directed our staff to meet with the leaders of the Boys and Girls Club in an attempt to negotiate a possible new agreement with the club that would address the comments and concerns that had been expressed by the City Council. And since January 8th, at the direction of the City Council, our staff has been participating in multiple meetings with the leaders of the club in an effort to negotiate such an agreement. And during those discussions, the city made some very generous offers to the club. However, as described in the written staff report that was published last week, despite our city's staff's best efforts, the leaders of the club rejected the city's offers. They terminated negotiations with the city and informed the city staff, and we understand the parents and the community at large, that the club would be terminating all service upon expiration of their contract this summer. So tonight's agenda item really is a status report from the city manager to provide additional details about the entire process. There is no city council action required, recommended, or agendized tonight. So, Ms. City Manager, with that introduction, if you would give us your report.
Thank you very much, Mayor Beal and members of the City Council. At the January 8th meeting, the City Council directed staff to negotiate a new agreement with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Capistrano Valley that addresses the comments expressed by the council. The council further directed staff and the Boys and Girls Clubs to meet by the end of January. This city manager's report is to provide an update on the status of those negotiations and the requested council direction. By way of background, the Boys and Girls Clubs has operated under an agreement to provide youth recreation programming at the Bell Tower since 2012. Cumulatively, the city has paid over $1.2 million for these services and has provided the space at the Bell Tower at no charge, a combined total value close to $2 million. The current agreement to provide youth recreation programs and services was set to expire on July 13, 2024. In reviewing the current agreement in April 2024, the City Council expressed significant concerns over decreased attendance, cost effectiveness of the programming, service and transportation offerings, and parity of RSM contributions compared to the city contributions at the other Boys and Girls Clubs locations. At that time, the City Council voted to provide a one-year extension to the current agreement at the existing rate of $120,000 per year and continued no charge for the use of the facility. This extension also required the Boys and Girls Clubs to submit a six-month report to address all of the concerns expressed by council, including the issue of parity among the three locations. The Boys and Girls Clubs agreed at the meeting and through execution of the extension to provide this report and the required information. The Boys and Girls Clubs submitted its six-month report and requested a new three-year agreement with a two-year extension. However, the six-month report did not include all of the requested information, particularly the cost and service comparisons with its other locations. Therefore, staff was unable to provide a recommendation, and the council was unable to evaluate the status of the issues previously identified. Despite the unwillingness of the Boys and Girls Clubs to provide such comparison data as agreed upon in the extension, the City Council voted to direct staff to negotiate a new agreement, but one that would address the comments and concerns expressed by council. Again, the concerns identified and expressed by council included average daily attendance, transportation offerings, number and percentage of attendees from outside of RSM, inequity of funding by both the Boys and Girls Clubs for its RSM location and the city, parity with the other cities contributing to the Boys and Girls Clubs locations, and overall cost of the program. It should be noted that the City of San Juan Capistrano budgets $105,000 per year, which had been $75,000 until approximately 18 months ago, with an average daily attendance of 277. Elisa Viejo pays $175,000 per year, with an average daily attendance of 44. Dana Point contributes $25,000 towards the Boys and Girls Clubs programming. Absent receiving the requested comparison information from the Boys and Girls Clubs, a simple averaging of all four cities' contributions divided by the total club average daily attendance yields an annual city contribution of $1,004 per average daily attendee. At the current RSM daily attendance, this would suggest a potential RSM contribution of approximately $85,000 per year. City staff met with the Boys and Girls Clubs representatives on four occasions from late January to late February. For the most part, the meetings were quite positive. Conceptual discussions about the structure and cost of a new agreement were discussed at these meetings. Such discussions included varying lengths of contract term and the city's goal of a lower cost and contribution to achieve closer parity with other cities. The Boys and Girls Clubs expressed concern over their increasing programmatic and staffing costs and also a desire to grow the program, which included a discussion on the possibility of alternative sites. Again, the meetings were quite positive. During our meeting on February 27th, the city made an initial offer of a two-year agreement at $100,000 per year plus $100,000 toward relocation to another space, along with city assistance in identifying a suitable location within the city. This was a total of $300,000 under a new agreement with future city operational funding subject to the city's annual budget process. This initial offer of $100,000 per year is 18% higher than the average city contribution per average daily attendee within the entire Boys and Girls Clubs of Capistrano Valley program. This initial offer was made with the clear understanding that each of the three elements, term, operating contribution by the city, and relocation assistance were subject to negotiation. The city's negotiating team also invited the Boys and Girls Club's representatives to provide an estimated relocation funding amount, given the market research for alternative commercial space that the Boys and Girls Clubs had said they had performed. The Boys and Girls Clubs rejected the initial offer and did not make a counteroffer. Instead, the Boys and Girls Clubs responded that they would terminate services at the end of the agreement extension, July 13, 2025, but requested one additional month to finish out the summer program. The city reiterated at that time that the terms of the initial offer were open for negotiation and that staff had some room to negotiate those terms. The Boys and Girls Club's representatives were further asked if they would consider a 2 to 3 year agreement at the current rate of $120,000 per year, which they also declined. Staff indicated at that time that the city would willingly accommodate their request for a 1 month extension to finish out the summer program. In conclusion, the city and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Capistrano Valley were unable to successfully negotiate a new agreement for youth recreation services at the Bell Tower. Negotiations and discussions were cut off by the Boys and Girls Clubs, including the suggestion of a status quo offer. It is our understanding that they have notified their members and the broader community that they will be ceasing services at the Bell Tower in August and vacating the Bell Tower by August 13th. The city's community services department is developing alternative plans to provide some type of active recreation programming in the space, which may accommodate a variety of users and uses, including youth. This plan will be presented for council consideration during the budget development process. No further action is required by the city council regarding this agreement, which will expire in July with a 1 month extension to August 13th. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Ms. City Manager. Appreciate that report. Council members, we have some public speakers tonight. I want to call your attention to an e-comment that was delivered by Kristen Sato or Sato. You have a copy of that in front of you. And then we have a number of speakers present tonight. So when I call your name, if you would come forward, please. First up is Christy Acuna. Good evening, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Obviously, I'm a mama. Okay. Good evening, City Council members. This is my daughter who also went to or goes to the Boys and Girls Club. My husband and I spoke to Jerry Holloway about the reason the Boys and Girls Club has closed. While we appreciated the time spent with us answering our questions, we are still frustrated and not aligned with the city's decision. We have come to understand both sides of the situation, and what we are frustrated with is the pressure against the Boys and Girls Club to be cut in the first place. The director of Boys and Girls Club has provided detailed information and was trying to continue the contract, but there was no agreement reached. Instead of continuing at the same $120,000 per year they were getting, the city was trying to negotiate for less allocations. And in the end, the Boys and Girls Club was unable to reach an agreement. The city is unwilling to spend money on our kids and parents of our community who need this program and kept kids fed and safe. It's absolutely astonishing to me that any of you would believe $120,000 is too much for a kids program in our city. $120,000 is a good living for one person, but this amount is to be spread amongst many staff members. They also get other donations from other companies that want to see our community thrive and support our community members. They get $260,000 per year, and the number I was told was $450,000 to $500,000, which was very inflated. I see that you do not see the value in taking care of our parents and kids, and it's a darn shame to watch this, honestly. Our city has been ranked the safest city in California and one of the safest small towns in the U.S. When you put programs like these on your chopping block, out from under, You risk our city safety ranking and citizen safety. RSM prides itself as a cookie cutter bubble of families and connected communities, and now you just got rid of the one of the very programs that supports not only our elementary kids, but our junior high and high school kids. Now RSM will have kids roaming the streets, bored, and nowhere to go, and no mental health help. The club not only supported the kids, but it also helped to provide mental health help by being there for kids that might be alone because a parent has to work. City government programs are for us, the people of all kinds, walks, and demographics. Abraham Lincoln famously stated in the Gettysburg Address that the government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. The thing is that we hired you all to represent us, and we have had many people in the hundreds come in here to tell you to keep it open and allocate our tax dollars to the club to make sure our kids have somewhere to go, and you still made it hard for them to stay. By not helping the Boys and Girls Club continue their contract and pressing them against a wall after they gave you everything you asked for in detail in all four meetings that were held with council members and our city manager, Jennifer Cervantes, you made it too difficult for them to continue. We are deeply saddened and disappointed. So now the question is what are you all going to do to replace the Boys and Girls Club? How are you going to help all of us parents and families?
Ms. Acuna, your time's up. You're going to have to wrap up,
please. To continue to be able to work and the kids to have a safe, fun, and educational place to go. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you very much for your comments, Ms. Acuna. And Ms. Acuna, just one point of clarification for you. I want to make sure you did hear the city manager. The city did offer a multi-year contract at $120,000 at the status quo, and that was rejected by the Boys and Girls Club. So thank you.
My only comment would be is that you really, why is this even on?
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Next up is Jill Shea. Good evening, Ms. Shea.
Thank you. Sorry, it's my first time doing this kind of a thing.
We're glad you're here.
So my son just started at the Boys and Girls Club. We were with the YMCA because we're part of CAPO. We can't afford it. And so when we found the Boys and Girls Club, we were extremely excited. Oh my gosh, yay, I can afford my son's childcare. But now we've found out that it's going to be canceled, and I really have no idea. I'm a full-time hospice nurse, and I'm working three jobs, and I still can't pay for other childcare. And the Boys and Girls Club was a blessing to me and my little guy here. And now, what am I going to do? And I just don't understand why we would be trying to get rid of such an awesome service that is so inexpensive for someone like me, who's a full-time mom and a full-time working person. And, you know, I feel like I contribute so much to the community and just to old people in general who are dying. That I'm struggling, and I am afraid of what's going to happen with this little guy, because otherwise, I'm the main support of the family. Now what am I going to do? I can't do both. So that's just my thing. I want to know what you're going to do for me now that if this is going to go away, what am I going to do? I can't go to YMCA because I can't afford it. So that leaves me and this gorgeous little boy here in a lot of trouble because then I can't quit my job. So now what? And I'm worried. So I really hope that it would be reconsidered to think about people like us who are struggling with mortgage, utilities, HOA fees, and now a large amount of childcare. So anyway, whatever you can come up with to give me something would be great. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Shea. Yeah. Our next speaker is Alex Perkins. Good evening, sir. Welcome.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. Kind of in that same park with the other parents here in Jill Shea, I'm a single dad, and I am now working 24-hour shifts. And for me, sometimes it's hard. It's hard as a single dad to find childcare. And to see my child come out of his shell because of the Boys and Girls Club, we've tried other programs, and the Boys and Girls Club was one that he really excels at. I get it. There is some bureaucracy behind the curtain here, but to reconsider it, or even to say, hey, look, let's try to find another option, or can we find another alternative? I've lived in this city going on over 15 years. I love RSM. I can't imagine living anywhere else. However, my son being at the Boys and Girls Club, I would like to see him continue that going forward, even to the point of, you know, into the high school, and even volunteering if I had to. I'd love to do that, go in there and help some of the instructors and the teachers. But I get it. I get it. It's a city decision. I'm just hoping it's one that's reconsidered, or we can work something out with the Boys and Girls Club organization and say, hey, maybe we can find another alternative. Let's try to work together, because I think at the end, every parent in here just wants that opportunity to have their child taken care of. That's just my piece.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next speaker, I only have a first name apparently, Renee. Is there a Renee here? Hi, Renee.
I've never liked my last name. I don't know my father. So.
Can you share with us what it is for the card here?
Sure, Branch.
Thank you.
Yes. So Mayor Beal, council members, I was here a few weeks ago, so hello again. My name is Renee Branch. It's in my speech. So tonight I'm actually supposed to be at my brain aneurysm support group. I'm a survivor of a stroke, and my son here in the audience is supposed to actually be a junior leader at Saddleback College for their KSG first grade Bible study. But alas, we're here today, tonight, to talk about something so important. So as an impacted single parent of an incoming student attending RSM Intermediate, I'm incredibly concerned about what the upcoming school year looks like for my child, as well as the many other working families of, in particular, middle school children. This group is so impressionable, curious, and vulnerable to pressure, and having a safe and reliable place for them to go when the bell rings to when their parents can pick them up is vital to preventing them from leading astray. There are over 80 middle school students that currently rely on the Boys and Girls Club to do just that. Did you know that with the cancellation of the Boys and Girls Club, that RSM Intermediate will actually be the only middle school program or middle school without an after-school program in all of Saddleback, Valley, and Capistrano school districts? And did you know that all of the after-school programs that serve these schools or have the support of their cities in which they're located? That's the research I was able to find. Without a club or another program to replace the Boys and Girls Club, these children, the middle school children in particular, will essentially be roaming the city and looking for something to occupy their time. I tell you what these things are from firsthand knowledge, but with my son here with me tonight, I'd like to spare him of these experiences, at least for the next 6 months, before he might have to find out for himself. And unfortunately, there is no student transportation for our kids that are not within walking distance. And that introduces, in my opinion, e-bikes and loitering, and which is such an undesirable alternative. I have spent a significant amount of time looking at the various programs that are surrounding middle schools utilize and there are replacement options that could perhaps meet your proposed agreement's terms. Please work with the several individuals here, many of who are here tonight, who have offered to help explore this afternoon. I really believe there is a solution if you will allow it. And if there truly is no fix with the Boys and Girls Club, and tonight was very insightful, the most information I've really ever been able to receive, because everything else on social media is hearsay, and it's nice to hear the facts tonight. I ask you to at least provide the terms of the agreement, why you couldn't come to it in writing for the public, as to why the proposal didn't work, because the inability to reconcile the reason for this horrific outcome adds another layer of stress that could help ease the discomfort for the displaced families that are affected by this very unfortunate decision. I'd really be interested in hearing more about how there are other options being considered. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Brandt. And Ms. Brandt, regarding your desire to have like tonight's presentation, it'll be online probably by tomorrow morning. It will be available as an audio. It will be memorialized in the minutes that will be adopted from this meeting as well. Yes, thank you. All right, our next speaker tonight is Shelby Ryan. Hi, Shelby.
Hello, my name is Shelby Ryan. Boys and Girls Club should not go away just to build a museum. My mom works as a nurse and cannot pick me up right after school. Boys and Girls Club keeps me safe. There are fun and educational things to do there. When we are there, we are not at risk. What is better, your kids being safe or a museum? Who's with me? Save the club. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shelby. Our next speaker is Chris McLaughlin. Good evening, Chris. Welcome.
Good evening, City Council. Just setting my timer here. So I read the staff report earlier this week, or Friday when it came out, and I can't believe this is not a continued item. This has been a frequent item for months, and the fact that City Council thinks they can get away with telling us they discussed it several times behind our back with no minutes or reports is completely unacceptable. I read the staff report a few times, and so I know the city manager was basically reading her staff report again, except with a lot more filled in as far as the terms of the agreement and the back and forth and that thing you shouted at Ms. Acuna about we offered the same contract for 3 years, they didn't take it or whatever. That needs to be in writing, because that is the real staff report. And the fact you didn't include it in the original is crap. You didn't think people were going to want to know exactly the kind of deal you offered the club that they've turned down? Are you paying attention, Mayor? Are you writing something down? Are you looking something up?
I'm paying close attention to you. I'm jotting right some here. Notes.
Okay, good. Like you said, the audio will be available, so you can go refer to it later if you want to. So I hope you made a point of saying there's no action for City Council. There's no motion, resolution, whatever. There needs to be an action to get your votes on the record of what you offered the club and what else you're going to do about it. My first question, besides where's the transparency and when and where was this voted on, is what are you going to do if you do let it go? Just like everyone else says, this community expects this to continue. I know you don't believe in daycare, and it's not daycare, it's after-school programming that a variety of people want, and a lot of people want their tax dollars going towards it. I can't stand the fact you think there's a money issue when you just blew $800,000 on a stupid sign on Antonio and then try to tell us, oh, we can't afford programming for kids, we blew the budget on, I don't know, what do you call that? The road improvements need to happen. The sign there does not need to happen. When you drive by it, you already know what town you're in. No one's getting lost from between Ladera and Rancho going north on Antonio. So that sign is useless. You blew a lot of money. You could have put it to something good, like taking care of the community. And I hope you'll reconsider. I hope one of you will have the spine to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, we need to have an emergency motion to at least discuss what's going to happen, or at least memorialize in writing for everybody so we can hold you accountable, you three who are up for re-election next year, on kicking you off the dais if you're not going to support our kids in this town. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McLaughlin. Appreciate your comments. Just for your edification, there are no votes from the City Council. The City Council did not participate in these negotiations. As was stated by our city manager, our city staff was directed by the council January 8th to go and try and negotiate a good faith contract with the Boys and Girls Club. Multiple multi-year offers, including one at the current status quo, was made by our city staff, and it was these are negotiations behind the scenes between the staff of the city and the staff. As was stated by the city manager, that was the direction of this city council by their vote January 8th. Our city manager carried out that direction and gave us the concluding report tonight. So that concludes tonight. We have no other public speakers. So at this point, this was a agendized status report from our city manager. We've now received that report. We've heard from all the members of the public that wish to speak. And so that concludes item 10.3. Item 11,
Excuse me, presented by
the mayor.
Before you go on, do I have a chance to ask some questions and make a comment?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Councilmember Barrett.
I am deeply disheartened that the city of Rancho Santa Margarita will no longer be offering a program of the caliber of the Boys and Girls Club. After-school enrichment programs are essential in our family-oriented community, and they are both wanted and valued by our residents. Our elementary school programs are full with wait lists, and our secondary schools lack similar support to our community families. The Boys and Girls Club provided so much more than just childcare. They offered enrichment programs. Students received homework help. Access to mental health support and healthy snacks with warm dinners were often available. For some children, these meals were vital, and families in need could even take home food. Local businesses like Cox Communication contributed technology and resources to support the RSM location. All of this was provided at a cost to the city of $120,000 plus the facilities. That amount hasn't increased in over 12 years. Throughout those years, there was no public concerns voiced about the club's services or cost until last year when the contract expired. While I understand the city council's responsibility to manage taxpayer dollars wisely, I believe that this program was well worth the investment. After seeing the impact firsthand, I would have been comfortable providing additional funding because of the incredible value the Boys and Girls Club brought to our families. As I walked throughout the RSM neighborhoods and spoke with residents, parents, single families, those with children, and those without children, everyone I encountered saw the importance of this program and voiced their support. This decision isn't about cost. RSM proudly has a strong, balanced budget and reserves that hold a full year's city budget. We don't need to cut or reduce programs to balance our budget. I believe that a city budget should reflect the values and priorities of our community. Without this partnership with the club or additional options to provide additional services to the youth in our community, I have to wonder, does our budget reflect the values and priorities of this community? I understand that I was elected to council after earlier discussions had taken place. However, aside from the January 2024 meeting, where there was a discussion for a museum to be housed at the Bell Tower Community Center, where the club was occupying, there have been no public discussions about relocating the Boys and Girls Club from that site. In our January 2025 meeting, the conversations focused on the club's operating cost and the city's contribution compared to other cities in that discrepancy. During that meeting, Nicole Watson stood before the council and said that the club sought a long-term partnership with the city. There was no mention of relocating the Boys and Girls Club, and I was completely caught off guard to learn that the offer to the club included relocation from the bell tower. Asking the club to relocate after 2 years and cutting operational funding is not a long-term partnership. It's also not something that I supported or I even knew about until after the fact. I understand the city manager acts at the discretion of the majority of the council, and in this issue, my stance is not in the majority. However, for the sake of transparency, I believe that the relocation plan should have been discussed publicly prior and to ensure transparency and trust within our community prior to offering it as a negotiating point with the Boys and Girls Club. There's a public perception of a lack of transparency from City Council, and I believe it's important that this discussion brings clarity to the issues surrounding the Boys and Girls Club. Open communication and understanding are crucial, especially when decisions impact the well-being of our families and community. So I do have a couple of additional questions for our city manager. With the offer to the club of the 2 years, and I believe you said $100,000, and afterwards, relocation costs of $100,000. How long did they have to make that decision?
I don't understand your question. How long?
So when you presented the offer to them, did they have a couple days to think about it? Did they have a couple days to look through? You had said that they did some research. Did they have a couple of days to talk about that offer before they made any decision?
That was not a last, best, and final offer. That was not the nature of negotiations. And the nature of negotiations is you provide an offer, and they discuss, and then they provide some sort of counteroffer. They did not even request additional time for preparing a counteroffer.
Okay, and so you had said that you had multiple meetings with the Boys and Girls Club, and in the third meeting, I believe you said that there was a discussion about relocation during that time, and that the Boys and Girls Club were willing to look at relocation. Is that correct?
Relocation to another facility has been something that the Boys and Girls Club has mentioned on several occasions over several years. And yes, it was brought up during that third meeting.
Okay. And so in discussing that, they still wanted a long-term partnership with the city. Is that correct?
I don't really know exactly what they wanted. They never provided any kind of offer to the city or any proposal.
We'll have order, please.
Can you tell me if the city is going to be looking at another provider for after-school support? I think you had mentioned that you'll be providing a report to us about possible options, including after-sport programs. Is that correct?
The city staff is looking at what uses could go into that building. We are looking at active recreation uses of all types, and a proposal will be made to the city council during the budget study sessions.
Okay, and so the plan for this space will be determined after you present this report of possible opportunities to City Council.
The decision to fund a programming, active recreation programming in the Bell Tower will be a decision of the City Council during the budget study sessions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Councilmember Holloway.
Thank you. A lot of good questions, a lot of discussion. I think there's some confusion by some members of the public as to the process that occurred and what can occur. And if I heard it right, I think there's an impression that as a council, we would have been involved with the direct negotiations between the city manager's office and the representatives from the Boys and Girls Club. Which is not the case. There's no entity, no public entity that where a council will get together and negotiate directly with the entity. That comes from the, and correct me if I'm wrong, city attorney, that process does not include, I don't even know if it legally can include a city council that's at the negotiating table. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're correct, and if that were to happen, it would have to happen at a public meeting, agendized public meeting with the agenda published 72 hours before.
Thank you. So if there were negotiations, it would have to come in a public meeting like he's talking about. So there wasn't. Again, I'll go along with the mayor. Would you, if you want to come up and speak, feel free to fill up out a card, but let us speak, because that's people. I think people want to hear what we have to say, I think. So please let us do that. If you want to come up and speak, I'll listen to you as well. Thank you. Clearly, it's for me, at least, and probably others here, it's a bit of a head-scratcher as to why the Boys and Girls Club didn't come back with a counter. And it was clear, and I've asked the city manager a number of times, was it clear that we went into this, they went into this, that this was a negotiation? The answer was, every time I asked, was yes. So it wasn't unclear as to what the format was. I don't know, and I'm assuming it's the same, but we don't know why the Boys and Girls Club didn't do one of two things. Why they didn't counter the original offer from the city, and then once it got to the point where maybe it didn't appear that an agreement was going to happen, why they didn't ask for a 1 or 2 or 3 year grace period so they could notify the members, the users, you folks, so you have more time than, you know, a few months. That never happened either. We don't know the answer to that question. Maybe some of you have talked to the Boys and Girls Club asking those questions. We don't know why they didn't counter, and we don't know why they didn't ask for a year or more to with a notification that the contracts are going to end so you would have more time. We don't know. And if any of you have talked to them and know those answers, I'd love to hear it, what their reasoning, why they decided not to counter or ask for an extension so that you folks should have more time, more than the two, or it was a month they asked for, two or three, okay. So there's nothing that we can do. We don't, they've chosen to leave without any further discussion after the city made offers. So we don't know what to do at this point. There's nothing left to do. They clearly wanted to leave, whether they liked the offer or not. They never countered back, and that was.
Excuse me, you're not recognized, ma'am.
He just said he'd be willing to listen.
No, that's not how this meeting operates. Please take a seat. Continue, Mr. Holloway. We've completed all the public speakers at this point. Councilmember Holloway, please wrap up. This is not how meetings are conducted. Yeah, Councilmember Holloway, please.
Thank
continue.
You. I have more to talk about.
We'll have order,
at
please.
This point, with people disrupting the proceedings, I'm finished. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Seeing none,
I
that concludes
like
item
I'm sorry,
10.3.
I would like to make a comment. Can I still make a comment, please?
Okay, Councilmember Barrett.
Thank you. I wanted to respond to Councilmember Holloway on you would like some idea on why they responded or did not respond. I would like to say a couple things. I, too, am disappointed that there wasn't a negotiation back and forth. I wanted to see the Boys and Girls Club here, and I wish that they would have negotiated. My guess in talking to them, and I am not speaking on their behalf, is that number one, Nicole Watson was here and asking for a long-term relationship. And the offer of 2 years and then relocating, even though it was a negotiable point, was not something they felt was feasible for their business model. I also personally believe that in the negotiation, things were going very well. There was a rebuilding of the relationship. I think that they probably felt that with that initial offer, there was no sense of a long-term relationship or that the city did not want them in the bell tower in supporting the programs, so they did not see a way forward from that initial offer. That is my guess based on talking to them. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Barrett. And I will just reiterate what was said by our city manager, that after the city's offer was rejected and the second offer was rejected at the status quo, the city manager did ask repeatedly for them to give a counteroffer to tell the city what they wanted, And instead, what our staff told us they were told by the Boys and Girls Club in those negotiations was they were not interested. They were going to leave at the expiration of this term. So, thank you very much. That concludes item 10.3. Item number 11, matters presented by the mayor and council members. Ms. Councilmember Barrett, anything tonight?
Yes, thank you. I believe the transparency of our city council is vital to maintaining public trust and community engagement. Notably, we are one of two cities in Orange County that do not video stream their meetings. With budget discussions approaching in May, I would like to make a motion directing staff to research the cost and options for implementing video streaming to improve accessibility and demonstrate our commitment to transparency and bring it to a council at an April meeting or during budget discussions.
Thank you for your comments. I think I heard a motion. It's not agendized as a motion to take action here. This is, you could express an interest right. in having that done, but there's process to do that.
Okay, I would like to express interest in having that done. If you could direct me on how to do that, that
you've
would
given
be great.
Direction to the city manager, and we can follow up with that offline for future meetings.
It requires a second interest and a second council member to interest that.
So, do I have a second council member interested in researching that?
Hearing none,
Mr. Mayor.
Make a motion.
Order, please.
I actually would have asked, and I'd like to answer the question, but it's clear that we're not going to be able to speak.
So I have an answer. I have a response to an answer, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get it.
There was a motion made. It's died for a lack of a second. Are there any other requests to speak? All right. That concludes our agenda. The next regular meeting of the City Council will be held Wednesday, March 26th, 7 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. This meeting is adjourned.